Live from the Allstate Skyline Studio.
This is the Steve Cochran Show
on 720 WGN.
It is 9:17. We continue live from the greatest radio studio on the planet. Greatest studio on the planet, Dave. I do some painting up here as well, as you know.
Yes. Yeah. No, it's a...
Mostly during the Bill and Wendy show. I like to work in watercolors.
I know. I think it bothers them.
Whatever. 18th floor at 303 East Wacker, and we're looking out on the lake and the river, and happy to welcome to studio right now Sarah Chamberlain of Women to Women. That's Women, the number two Women, and CEO of the Republic of Main Street Partnership. Important conversation happening tomorrow, but some really interesting women. And Sarah, you're bringing them all to town?
We sure are.
Well, it's a good thing. Even though you told me I can't come.
I'm sorry. You could dress as a woman and come.
Look, what I do on the weekend has nothing to do with this important conversation. Let's talk about who's going to be in. Ann, is it Beeler or Byler?
Byler.
Ann Byler, founder of Auntie Ann's Pretzels. Cordia Harrington Wilkinson, founder and CEO of the Bakery Co's companies, I assume? Yes.
Yes.
And Heidi Barker, chief comm officer for Cleveland Avenue. What sort of things do women need to hear? And the folks coming tomorrow, what are they going to hear?
So what we're going to do is we kind of split it in two things. We have the women, we call it Count Me In. And we ask them first to tell us about their policy issues or their biggest things impacting their families. Not in a political way. This is not a political event. Mm-hmm. This is policy driven, you know, health care, mental health, whatever that is. So we can then take that information back to Washington and get some good legislation introduced and passed. Then we shift for the last about 45 or 50 minutes into talking to amazing women who have incredible stories, who like to share their stories and kind of reach down and help the women in the audience answer their questions, tell them what they did right, tell them what they did wrong, and just kind of imply their knowledge onto them.
Yeah, and you were just telling me off the air, the founder of Aunt Annie's has had an amazing life story.
She is.
Overcome a million hurdles.
She has. She was born Amish. She's married young. She and her husband lost a child, and she went to her pastor, and she ended up being molested by him. Her husband wanted to go into counseling, so she started selling her pretzels at a flea market. And now she's in six countries and thousands of locations around the country. And I will admit, I've gained probably 5 or 6 pounds off eating her product. But
well, that's what friends are for.
Yes, there you go.
And I think you look great. So where are we doing this?
We're doing it at right
Evolve
down the street
her.
Here. The Evolve Her. Right.
Right. 358 West Ontario. Can people still get in?
Absolutely. There's only a handful of tickets left. And we do charge $20.19, but you get a really nice gift bag. The reason we charge that is we want to remind women that this is the 100th anniversary of suffrage, and it really is time to be counted in.
Now, there's a big topic that came up in the last couple of weeks, and that's equal pay for the incredible women's mm-hmm. soccer team. And speaking of politics, the mayor of New York stood up and said, "When I'm president, women are going to be paid equally on the soccer team." He has no authority over that.
No, none at all.
So how do we cut through the BS where you take what you learn tomorrow and at these various stops, take it to Washington, and actually make it work when Congress has been so ineffective?
Well, actually, it hasn't been as ineffective as people think. Equal pay is one of the issues we're working on. We have bills that have been introduced already in a very bipartisan way, and it's seriously being taken up and considered.
Well, give me a win. Tell me a story about a
mental win. Mental health. So we got the first mental health bill passed since JFK was president, which is probably all of our lifetimes.
How has it been that long?
Isn't that scary? But we're on tour. The women are like, "Listen, we need mental health," and it's either affecting our families or friends' family. Everybody knows
everybody.
A mental health story. So 2 years ago, we took it up. Again, very bipartisan, and passed the bill.
And it's federal funding for mental health
work.
It's
federal funding. It's more beds. It's more doctors.
Sure.
It gets you out of the emergency room bed and into a bed where you actually get some counseling. And actually, it's cheaper to have mental health patients in a mental health bed than it is to have them in the emergency room.
Well, I have no problem smacking around politicians here. Give one credit. Who helped you with that?
That one, Congressman Fred Upton from Michigan was the lead on it.
Okay.
Dinah DeGette from Colorado was a Democratic lead on it.
Well,
again,
we have tons of listeners in Colorado and Michigan, so good for them.
Well, all of our legislation isn't very much a bipartisan.
Man. All right. So how do you call these topics and take them to Washington? Because I'm sure there's a million ideas that come up.
Well, we take the top five.
Okay.
Which is usually healthcare. So what we've just recently done is women have expressed a concern about hospital billing. They don't understand the bills.
What's the coding? The coding is ridiculous.
You. So now Greg Walden and a couple other members have introduced a bill to simplify that. So now when you get your hospital bill, you understand what it is and you understand why you're getting charged what you're getting charged. So it's just things like that. And again, it's just important for women to be able to tell us what their kitchen table issues are, and know, unlike most organizations, that we do take that directly back to Washington and work on legislation. Pell Grants is another example. We were sitting there, women raised their hand and said, why can't you get a Pell Grant, which is a loan to go to college? Why can't you get that in the summer and winter sessions? We're like, we didn't know you can't. You can now.
Is there any way to work on the basic business models of private colleges and the tuition they're charging?
Not yet, but that would be that we're open to discussion.
Will you put that on the list for me?
I will put that on the list for you. Absolutely.
Give it credit for somebody who's there tomorrow. Doesn't have to come for me. Just to go backwards for a second, the insurance companies are a huge lobby. I don't buy for an instant that in the greatest country in the world, and I'm a capitalist, mm-hmm. we should try to shut down insurance companies. It's a ridiculous mm-hmm. notion. They do tons of great work. However, at some point, it's the chicken or the egg, right? Are the insurance prices high because they have to be because the hospitals aren't playing along? Are the hospital prices high because the insurance companies are driving them up? You'll find, you know, reasonable arguments and unreasonable arguments on both sides. But with the insurance companies having such a huge lobby to affect change, what do?
You work on them and you try to bring them into the equation and have them sit at the table. We actually did that with a piece of legislation called the Right to Try. Terminal ill patients get the right to try different chemical mixtures, whether pills
Without going into one of the test programs.
Yes, without having to go into a test program because they're hard to find test programs.
Yeah, hard to get in,
often,
yeah.
They're often not near your family. So when we discussed that, we brought the insurance companies to the table. No, we negotiate, compromise, and President Trump signed that into law last year.
Well, I'm a big nag about making sure that people not only vote, but also tell their elected representatives, if you want to remain my elected representative, I'd like you to work on this or that. So give me one you're working on that hasn't been done yet.
Infant mortality. So we have for our country, we're one of the greatest industrialized countries. We have the highest infant mortality rate, believe it or not. So that's a huge issue out there. New Jersey is the state that has the highest in our country.
I don't understand how that can be.
It's a mixture of things. Some of it's opioid. Some of it, the mothers are coming in addicted. There's a lot of different equations around it, but we're trying to tackle that. And again, very bipartisan way.
That's part of the issue, though, right? The dominoes of one thing. It's not just as simple as there's the problem, fix the problem, because there's several things that lead to a big problem.
Absolutely.
So which end of it do you attack?
We try to attack both ends at the same time, to be honest. That's what we did with the Right to Try. We attacked it from the pharma side as well as the patient side. You got to get the players to the table, and again, in a very nonpartisan way, and that's how you can hopefully get some things accomplished. D.C., actually, a lot of bills get done. It's just that they don't make it to your national TV or to your radio shows, unfortunately. There's a lot that's happening in a very bipartisan manner.
Well, I'm aware of Congress successes. I'm also aware of, you know, I don't subscribe to the it's the media's fault.
No,
and I'm not saying you're saying that, but the focus we have in covering 2020 now on MSNBC, CNN, Fox as well, knock it off. 2020 is literally next year. Let's talk about what's happening right now, good, bad, and ugly, and let's hold these people to account, all of them, from the White House to Congress and all the way to state houses.
I could not agree with you more. There's a bill that was passed that is trying to cure Alzheimer's and cancer. You know, nobody even knows it passed. It's called 21st Century Cures. It could really affect and change your life. When I talk to the women about that, hardly any of them have ever heard of it. And these are what I wish that the media would focus on. And you're right, 2020, let's leave that to next year. And let's focus on what's getting done in D.C. And again, in a very bipartisan way.
And I'll also point out that those that we have elected, Democrats and Republicans, why don't you stop talking about the things that you claim people don't care about, because you're the ones that continue to bring them up, and start talking about these wins.
Right.
For instance, that bill.
Right. It's a great bill. I wish they would. Fred Upton, and again, Diane DeGette did that one. Very bipartisan, and nobody knows it existed. And actually, that's been around a couple of years, and Barack Obama signed it right before he left the White House. And again, it's
so wait, you're telling
cancer.
Me Democrats and Republicans can work together?
They can occasionally.
What?
More than you realize.
Unbelievable.
I know, isn't that scary?
Women to women. Women, the number two women. Tell them where and when again.
Tomorrow, I would like to have you there by 6. It's a reception. Of course, we're serving Auntie Anne's pretzels.
Well, that's a reason to go anyway.
That's a reason to go right there. So we love to have you. We have about 10 tickets left.
Okay, so get on that note. But way to get them is to go to what website?
WTWtours.com.
WTW.
Mm-hmm. W number two.
Yes.
Tours.com.
All right, nice to see you.
Good to see you. Thank you.
Thanks for coming in.